Everyone's feeling very social today.
Yeah. No.
I didn't even realise that I came in. I was like, I didn't know what we were doing. I didn't realise it wasn't until you told me to move the mic that I realised we were actually.
Really?
I really saw goodness.
I had no idea.
Yeah, you see, I can't see that.
Yeah. Let's talk about A-levels. How are we all finding it?
It's getting more difficult now.
It is.
I think for my A-levels, they're all essay-based.
And yeah.
For English language and French, you have to do research projects.
Really?
So you have to do like an NEA for English. And for French, you have to do an individual research project that you use in your speaking exam to speak about for like 12 minutes.
What do you think you could see yourself doing in the future?
It's a great question.
Because you've got some really good skill sets.
Yes. I would say something international, but I do want to delve more into business because it's something new.
It is something new. Yeah.
And
something interesting as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe some international finance sort of esque thing. But
what about you? What do you want to do?
I bought apprenticeship at 18, already sort of I'd lined up.
Yeah.
Oh,
lovely.
So long ago into that, if not, I was thinking I was just taking a year out and sort of just relaxing, getting more experience.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. Like right now, it's getting that experience. I mean, my school bang on about it every single day. It's like experience.
I got told at this talk or whatever, your grades get you through the door. Your personal statement gets you the job.
Mm.
So what you have to offer that can really make you shine way brighter than anyone else is what you've actually done to prove that you want to do the career that you want to go into. What about you, Louis?
I'd like to be a director.
That is so interesting.
That's like my
end goal.
That's my thing to shoot for. Whether I'll do that, I don't know.
Do you have any other things that you're interested in, or is it just really bad?
I don't know. I quite like engineering. I'm not sure I'd actually end up in that way. You look at that.
But no.
I might just try and take a year off, see what I want to do. And we've got Pinewood Studios, quite local.
Yeah.
So that's
when they're in
Shinfield. Yeah, I'll try and be a run on.
What about after A level? Are you guys thinking uni, apprenticeships? What are we looking at?
I have some ideas of uni.
Yeah.
Because I do languages.
Yeah.
I might want to go to a university in Paris on apprenticeship, but I've never been like outside of my own country. I've never gone on a holiday, so that would be a real big
like really leap. Pushing you into the deep end.
Very big leap, especially for like being there for 2 to 3 years in a different country. That'd be crazy. But I feel like I would prefer apprenticeship over university.
100% the same.
Yeah,
they're just so difficult to get into.
Indeed.
Like, so,
and there's so many things you have to do like alongside your A levels to get UCAS points.
Yeah,
to get into
it's crazy
university.
Because when I went to this degree apprenticeship talk at Wellington not too long ago actually, and he was like, there's so much more than what meets the eye. Like, everyone thinks a degree apprenticeship is just a last minute option that people just go into, but it's really more complicated than uni to get into because it's just so much more. Because everyone's now starting to realise uni debt is just not it. Like, uni debt with no experience going into a job that you don't even want to go into yet. I mean, when I was doing GCSEs, I had a maths tutor who was one of the smartest girls I've ever met. She did a master's degree in chemistry and she couldn't even get a job anywhere in the sector that she wanted to go into. And it's just, I think degree apprenticeships, you get the same degree, you graduate at uni, you get the experience and you have 50k more than 50k less. So I think that's a good thing, but it's just everyone's realised that now. So it's what gets you through that door that really depends on.
I really want a pet otter.
I don't think you can do that.
No, you can in certain countries, just not in this one.
I swear that they can like kill you. They can like rip your face off.
Yeah, they can, but they are very cute. And
there's someone's
cute but deadly.
Yeah,
they're
really just clever though.
They are. Like, and my mum keeps sending me like videos of otters because she really wants one. They're just so cute. They do no wrong
in
my
eyes. They have these flaps, really? And they absolutely stink. And they also do this thing where it's like they're very playful.
Yeah.
But they'll come up to you and they'll start biting your toe. At first, they'll just
your
rest
toe?
Your toe. and they just rest their teeth on your tongue, that they'll bite harder and harder and harder until they see you react.
Yeah.
And then they know that that's like your biting point. And then they'll use that to their advantage.
What the hell?
Sly little things.
Yeah. They're so cute though. I literally can't. They have like the most, I just want to cut them. They're so
honestly adorable. You smell them, you have a change of heart.
But how do you know what they smell?
There's an otter sanctuary up in Cornwall. So
really?
It's Cornwall. See, we love that
Cornwall.
Absolutely reek.
I'm going on a girl's holiday to Cornwall this year. But it's just getting it sorted out that's the problem. But I'm actually excited for more girls' trips. I'm going.
Any clubs that are in Cornwall?
I don't think my mum would let me, but
Cornish strip. Oh god.
I think I'm gonna go like abroad next year as well. Probably a Spanish holiday. Has anyone got what's everyone's holiday plans this year? We've not got that sorted yet.
That I don't really go on holiday very often.
That's fair enough.
I've been to Lanzarote once.
Lanzarote's
perfect. And that's it.
Yeah.
I've only been to Butlins and that's why I said the whole day.
I've been to a couple of havens.
It really was.
Yeah, Butlins is fun. Where are you going? Skiing, but
I'm skiing in March.
Yeah.
And then I think I've got a couple of mates. One is like a place in Tenerife
place
to stay.
Yeah.
But then normally me and my family, we both like a week before we go because
My gosh, Paris trips, lastminute.com all the time, but it is fun. I do like France. It's really not Paris necessarily, but more the coastal areas of France are very pretty.
Into like what genre?
Well, my favorite genre at the moment at least is progressive rock,
right?
So your Pink Floyds, King Crimson, if you ever heard of them, and there's another band called Yes, which you've definitely heard at least one song from them, but sort of just music that so hugely very long,
right?
So my favorite prog rock song is 24 minutes.
Wow.
It's an incredible song.
Yeah.
It's very, very good, but it's very long.
Yeah.
But it's kind of music that is just, in my opinion, it's just a pure art form of music. Like they make it, the reason it's called progressive rock is because you can't really fit into every category, category.
Yeah.
So they make it for themselves and for their like souls and just to create.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about it.
I kind of take over after my dad music, so I'm very much like the 90s Britpop scene, a bit before that.
Oasis,
like Oasis, Stone Roses. I mean, those are the two I kind of swear by. The Smiths, I really like.
I saw Smiths tribute band a couple weeks ago.
My friend, he was lucky enough, I think it was 2 weeks ago, he was there.
Yeah, it was there. Yeah.
And then he saw The Cure last week as well.
I really want to see The Cure.
Yeah.
My dad also likes the kind of stuff, more into The Cure than Smiths, but my whole family is very musical.
Yeah.
So I take a lot after them.
Yeah.
I'm a big Radiohead fan as well. My dad's favorite band is Radiohead.
Yeah.
My
sister was lucky enough to go see them.
I saw them.
I did not have that.
They were incredible. I think I'm only missing one of their albums on CD.
Dude.
I Need In Rainbows.
Yeah.
12 quid though.
Probably their best. Although,
it is, in my opinion, it's ties with OK Computer.
Yeah, I would say OK Computer actually. But I think it's great because, and then obviously there's kind of new stuff happening. Able to introduce my dad to like Fontaines DC.
Are you going to Reading?
I want to
Wonder Horse. I'm not sure if you've
heard. I've heard Wonder Horse. I haven't listened to much of them.
Oh, they're just amazing.
I like they call it sleaze indie, but like your Wombats.
Yeah.
Strokes, I think, is part of it.
Yeah.
Like Arctic Monkeys,
their
first album's just incredible.
Oh yeah. They released their new song.
I saw Wombats live a couple months ago. And Hard Fire.
Cool. I'll tell you who, I work at a pub and you won't believe who came into the pub the other day. Zach Starkey. Now, he's the son of Ringo Starr.
Right.
So, son of one of the Beatles. And he was also like a drummer in Oasis for like that's until 2006.
So that's your little claim to fame, Louis.
And I couldn't believe it. I was giving this guy his soup and it's like, I wonder if he knew, if I knew who he was. But no, that was a bit of a surreal experience.
Should have...
You should have got a photo. Actually, what? No, not when they're eating. Maybe not.
Got his number.
He was ordering from someone else and he ended up chatting to him. And then he got tip in the end.
You recognize him? How did you know who he was?
I just kind of, he looks so much like his dad. Really? He's blonde. Yeah, he's cool geezer, really cool guy. Yeah.
Mm.
I feel like music depends on my mood. I have quite a varied music taste, I think.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you, like in the gym, it'd be like way more upbeat. But if I'm like revising, it'll be more of a calm tone. Yeah. It honestly depends on my mood. If anyone said, oh, who's your favorite artist, I'll be like, it depends on my mood, what month it is, like what's going on in my life. Like it's so, but that's what I love about music, that it's so varied. There's never a fixed sort of thing that you have to stick to. My music taste has changed so much over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And I just think it's nice to like listen to so many other songs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah, I'm the exact opposite. I listen to the same music no matter what I do.
Really?
Like I'll go to sleep listening to the same thing I go to the gym to.
Oh like, my gosh, my mum keeps banging on about how I'm going to go deaf. Right, what's everyone's favourite subject and least favourite subject?
This is such a tough question.
No, do favourite and least favourite.
It's like...
I would hate to do French because I did it for GCSE and I thought it was a death sentence.
I did it year 7 and dropped it instantly. I didn't want to do it.
Oh, you ate all to do that year 7. We had to do it
up until, yeah.
No, what happened was in our school, I think it's changed now because I don't get it, but in our school we did French, Spanish and Mandarin.
Mandarin?
Yeah, I did Mandarin. Really? I did for DJ.
Oh, I remember you were so good at Mandarin at one time.
I forgot all of it by the way. French, Spanish, Mandarin, and then we could drop one for year 8 and then we could drop another one and do that's we have to do crazy. One on GCSE.
That's weird. I honestly, I don't know what happened. In year 9 I was so good at French. I went into French GCSE, which went like
on the
downhill insane.
Yeah,
Burke, you're brave for taking it for A level, I'll give you that.
I mean, that's what your experience with French was me with Spanish. I did both. You both for GCSE. And I kind of stumbled down in Spanish.
Yeah.
But French, I really... I liked it more. I liked the structured language more.
Yeah.
That's why I picked languages, because like, it's kind of mathematical languages, the structure and the grammar.
No, I get that, because you have all the sentence builders.
Yeah, and then the tenses, the endings, all those.
Dexter.
I love horror.
I love horror.
Yes.
I love
horror. What is your opinion on psychological horror? Oh,
I love beauty.
Watch Suspiria.
Okay.
That's one of my favourite movies of all time. It is incredibly trippy. Fun fact, I love this movie, so I'm going to go on a rant about it. Fun fact, the soundtrack is by a progressive rock band from Italy called Goblin.
Okay.
They're incredible. But this movie is genuinely incredible. It's an Italian...
Yeah.
It's an Italian... psychological horror movie.
Yeah.
And it's so trippy, but it's very good.
Mm. I love the tall brass. I think that's what it's called.
Oh, I like the cool.
No, but it was just cool. Like,
was it? Babies.
No, but it was just so messed up. Like,
have you watched Hereditary?
No.
Oh. That movie is...
Was that with old, what's his face? For Weddings and a Funeral. No, I'm thinking of a different
episode.
That's what I was thinking about. Yeah.
No, but Cruel Grass, it's cruelty to the actors and the audience. So it makes us so uncomfortable. I love cruel theatre. Do you guys remember when we had to go on the water, like in the lake over there?
Yeah, he was terrified.
Like, you said that you would pay to see me on I'm a Celebrity.
I would. You were so scared because there's... What's crayfish? Is it crayfish?
Yeah.
You're absolutely patched.
No, because you know what happened? For some reason, I decided to sit at the front of this boat and we went straight into a tree and a spider came and started crawling on me. And no, I just wasn't having that, I can't lie.
Yeah,
that was quite scary. That's not so much scary.
Yeah.
So someone's boat like cycle, like kind of went down a bit.
It's only got water in it.
Someone spoke, like, when they were getting out when it. Good luck around that.
Yeah.
When was it this?
This must have been about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I think it was year 10, right?
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, that's not really quick.
Yeah.
And we're literally finishing the program next year.
God, yeah.
Oh, look. Wait, I can't believe that.
I know. It's crazy. There's such like a... Honestly, there's such a varied group of us as well. Like, all different sort of...
Yeah.
Interests, aesthetics, everything. It's quite nice, though. Mm-hmm. I like variation.
Mm. Strange thing that we probably never would have met otherwise.
Yeah.
I mean, not that we're all like properly interconnected with each other, but like it's still.
But it's so weird how you realize how many people you know through each other as well. It's like anytime I speak to someone like, oh, I go to school, I'm like, oh my gosh, you know that person. It's so weird how everyone's sort of connected. It's Yeah.
You just gotta
put yourself out there.
Yeah.
Do
some exposure therapy and go like be confident with it. If you pretend hard enough, it'll become real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually some good advice.
Just like do it.
As Shia LaBeouf once said, just do it.
Yeah.
Right? He's my mantra. Okay. Just go for it.
I don't think he should be your mantra.
Well, I don't. The only way I know him is just by that quote. I don't know anything else about him.
No, but yeah, just like go do it, have fun, don't fail your GCSEs. That's one thing you shouldn't do. Just like win.
Okay,
get better.
I should say, don't take it too seriously.
Like, it's serious, but let yourself have fun.
No, it's really not.
It's not. I took it seriously when I started. I was like, really, oh, this is going to be like my way into the smart stuff or whatever, and I'm like, now I'm here, I'm like, I just do this. I'm doing it.
You're definitely gonna meet a lot of people that you wouldn't necessarily merge with or get along with outside the program. Definitely just be a bit more patient, maybe don't get as annoyed, and just accept who they are. Maybe
just be with open arms, really. It's New York. I found it really scary. I'm quite a shy person, but I think because I've been here for so long, I really have opened it open arms, because you can do so many different things here. Like, I shot like a rifle. That was crazy. I never put my entire
hand on that. Shoot, it was amazing.
It was bad. I'm not going to lie, but at least I did it.
I got a keyhole twice.
Maybe you should do the Olympics.
Yeah.
I feel like it'll be scary when you start.
As anything is,
but you've got to have an open mind and just like go into it and try and have fun, no matter how scary it is. Because I was terrified when I started. I think it
depends on the past, because I wasn't scared. I just sort of wanted.
Well, my prior things was I was in secondary school and I was not confident at all. I was terrified of like everything.
Yeah.
And then I came here and I was terrified of everything because it was new, even newer.
Yeah.
And then... But just like make friends and then become more confident.
Yeah.
And win.
Okay.
Win in life.
Nah, I'd win.
Everyone's like in the same, like not like, okay, some people like we knew each other and so did Yanis, but it's like everyone's starting the same. Like,
why driving yet?
Oh my gosh, I'm terrified to start driving. Because I don't think I'm safe on the roads. Like, I personally don't think I would be. Like, I haven't even started driving lessons yet, so I wouldn't know until I try, but I just know I forget stuff so easy, especially when it comes down to driving. I just know I'm going to stop in the middle of the road.
There was a car crash at my college.
Okay.
I think there was...
Your car?
Oh, no.
Confidence. Yeah, there was a police chase.
Oh.
Yeah, guy getting chased by police, and he swerved straight into a car, got out of the car and ran out.
Well,
oh, okay. Yeah. There was a car, I think it's a car crash within where I live, and it obviously blocked the road, but the car was on its head. So yeah, I don't know what happened because I wasn't there, but it obviously had to be going quite fast. And also, if you're driving, I'm so scared for roundabouts. That's going to be...
You just stop.
I haven't even gotten my provisional license yet.
I'm too young to start driving. I'm 16.
No, so like, being I literally haven't... No, I haven't even started driving yet either. Like, I'm I'm a May girl, so yeah.
But July.
Oh, you're really young.
I'm a child. Oh. Yeah.
Wait, what year? What? Sorry, no, not yet.
What
sorry.
Year?
Yeah.
I wonder which year.
2009. Yeah.
Wait, 2009.
Aren't you born in May or April?
No, I'm still not 17 either. My birthday's next week.
Happy birthday.
Since Friday. No, but I've been doing a little bit of driving in car parks here and there.
Just trying
to get ahead of the curve.
Yeah, it's 25th of July.
Oh, you're finally older than you
this car. So much. It's at first, the first like time you do it, you'll think, I'm never going to do this. But then it's just habits. It's like, at the end of the day, everyone in the world can drive. Like,
everyone in the world can probably pass. Whether they can really drive.
I've always liked films. I think, like, Quentin Tarantino.
Which one?
Stanley Kubrick. Probably, I really like Kill Bill.
Kill Bill's good.
Volume 1 and 2. Pulp Fiction, that feels great.
My favourite from him is Inglourious Basterds.
That is incredible. That first scene with
the entire movie.
Christoph Waltz.
Yeah, Christoph Waltz is an incredible actor. I don't think there's any Christoph Waltz film where he is bad.
Have you seen Spectre? James Wan Spectre?
No, I haven't.
That's a bad film. And more importantly, he's a great actor and he's just wasted. He's a villain in it.
Yeah.
So the potential there, it was just wasted.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just feel like I've been always able to appreciate a good film. I feel like it's like Quentin Tarantino actually said, if you really like film, you can't help but make a good film. And I just feel like
that applies really to awesome. Me.
So
do you do film in A Little Town?
So we're doing, you can basically, we have an NEA and you have a choice between, you make the first 2 minutes of a film and then you have to like make an interview for the actors. It's like, you know.
Oh, that's similar to what.
Or you pick a music video that doesn't have a music video and then you you construct a music video.
Is that for like media?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do then.
Music. Well, I'm doing specifically film.
Right.
And my thing.
Yeah.
And we're starting, could you get to make a 5-minute short film?
Oh, cool.
So I'm starting that. And hopefully it will be good.
I'm sure it would be.
Nice with an offer film.
It was just media.
Yeah, it was just media.
Also offered everything in it. I was going to do media. I was considering doing media. Yeah. I was like, okay, I'm going to do music performance, music tech and media because they all fit together.
Yeah.
And then I did the media taster session thing and I was like,
too much.
This is not what I want to do.
Mm, it's very
And then I chose film.
Media is great. I mean, that's kind of the theory behind it. It's so it's incredibly interesting.
You dive deep into it. Like, there's so many deeper meanings. So it's crazy now because when on my first lesson, my teacher said, it's going to be so bad now that you've taken media because everything you watch, you're always going to see the deeper meaning into it.
That's what
I find myself analysing such random things like adverts, a film that I'm watching, a series, whatever. It's just... Yeah, I really love media. It's so not what I expected, but in a good way. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how I felt with film. Like, it's almost made film better because, like, it allows you to enjoy more of the film. Because certain film, don't get me wrong, most films are quite base level. But certain films, you need to kind of be able to analyze certain things to get. And that's kind of... Film kind of just allowed me to like do that well. Also, I just enjoy going to school and watching a film.
Oh, one of my closed study products is so annoying because they've nothing to analyze. Mm. No. Out of any music, have you started your closed study products?
What?
CSPs, like your music videos, your adverts.
Oh, yeah. We've done our music videos.
So, one of mine, and it's so. You know, when you're just thinking, why out of all of the ones you could have picked, we're literally studying Old Town Road.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And it's like trying to look into the deeper meaning of that. And it's like, it's so difficult.
There's no meaning.
There's no meaning, but I'm having to force a meaning into it.
No, but that's like, a really important skill to have. I think we need more people who are like passionate about films
and
dig deep into it. Because you get so much like slop these days where it's like,
100%.
Like this Marvel crap. And it's like, it's generated solely to make money.
We were learning about silent film in film.
Right.
And we were talking specifically about how stuff like Hollywood especially was made for the commercialization of it. And it's kind of
really industry
from it.
I feel like
it's just to make money.
It's
No one really has that passion that they used to.
Studying media has really like opened my eyes onto how dull we've become in terms of creativity.
Yeah.
I feel like people are doing it within a guideline and aren't stepping out of it.
Well, I'm saying like most entertainment has kind of, it had its peak around the 80s, 70s, 60s, and then it just had a hard fall off around the 2000s, 2010s.
Well, because everyone is producing the same thing because they think if they go out of that box, it won't be successful.
That's my one issue with the internet is that we're so connected that people look into other people's lives and they don't create their own thing. They create other things.
Yeah.
And that's what we need. We need more variety. We need someone to create something that's new and not been done before.
100%. Maybe Louis could do that.
I hope to.
Collaborate.
Yeah.
We might make a film together.
You could do all the music for it. Yeah. Now, one day we could get Asia to act in it.
Oh, I don't want to be an actor anymore.
You don't want to be an actor anymore.
Be an extra.
You could
I'll just be, if you guys need me to act.
You could, yeah.
I'll if you on. Say so.
Yeah.
If you say so.
Yeah.
Harry, what are your favourite films?
So, films. I like Truman Show. It's just so
good. That's so good.
So, like, much hidden stuff. The more you watch it, the more you see. Great. It's like, it's just so well done.
Yeah.
We never got your favourite film, Louis.
I probably couldn't say.
Give me three.
I enjoy far too many films. It's like looking back. I really like Full Metal Jacket.
I haven't watched that one yet.
That film is almost perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's such thing as a perfect film.
No,
or not yet. And then I just blank whenever I think about films. Like, there's so many films I watch and I think this is great, but then I'll.
And you forget what the film's called.
This is by far not the best film, but the first Predator movie.
Oh, that was good though.
I love that film.
Yeah.
It's not the best, but it's probably one of my favourites. No, I haven't seen any of the other ones. I've seen Prey. That's the only other one I've seen. Alien. I love those aliens. I really like the new one that came out.
Quiet Place. You should watch it. The last film, though.
It's a bit dull.
You go on.
It's basically it is inspired from silent film, It's very sort of it's very quiet. You don't really hear much.
Yeah.
But that's what makes the film so great is that it brings out that the expressiveness from silent film.
Yeah.
Speaking of silent film, you need to watch Metropolis if you haven't. It's from 1927.
Yeah.
It's one of the first sci-fis,
right?
And it's just incredible. It's a silent film, but it's one of my favorites. It's incredible.
So it's got absolutely no sound.
It's silent films. It doesn't have any dialogue. So what will happen is like imagine. So we're having a conversation right now. Imagine we're saying something, but you can hear us, and then like a box pops up, say like writing what we're saying.
Oh.
So you can't hear the words.
Yeah.
But they'll have like music behind it.
Yeah. So you get like diegetics.
I liked about A Quiet Place. The first one especially is like the silence was so uncomfortable. It made me so intrigued. And obviously because the whole storyline is that these aliens came down and they don't have eyes, but they have ultra sensitive hearing, I think. And they target anything that makes a sound.
Yeah.
So they're using sign language, but it's so cool how you can just understand how they're feeling through more facial expressions than anything else as well.
Yeah.
But the last one I found kind of sad because it was the complete ending.
Yeah.
Like, but there was
how
more.
How many are there?
There was two Quiet Places.
Two, three.
But they came out with that one with that new, he's everywhere, who's that actor? Joseph Quinn.
Yeah.
Oh, Day One.
Yes, that one.
Yeah.
I didn't care much that. So the first one was good.
Speaking of Joseph Quinn, that's the new, Beatles biopic. I'm very excited.
What are your opinions on the actor casting?
I think they're all good except from Joseph Quinn as who is he's George
Harrison.
Yeah, I don't think that they've done injustice.
No, I didn't get that.
Paul Mescal, he's the guy from Normal People. I think he's probably a bit too good looking to be like Paul McCartney.
Yeah,
probably a bit too good looking.
Yeah,
I don't know. And he's really tall, isn't he? I swear he's tall.
I mean,
he's not tall.
Paul McCartney isn't bad looking.
I don't think it really, the casting is like, they don't really need to be spitting images.
Well, no.
They need to be convincing.
What about the Michael Jackson movie?
I have not seen anything about that.
I've not seen much of what I've heard about.
The casting seems pretty accurate.
Who's being cast?
I think it's someone who's related to him.
Oh, probably
his
son, usually.
No, his nephew. Oh, I've got to find it, but...
That's this year. That's
Yeah.
Is it?
He looks like so similar.
Doomsday is also coming out this year.
What's that?
Marvel?
Avengers Doomsday.
Oh, don't get me going on Marvel. I used to love Marvel. I had this flip when I was like 12, 13, 14. I just
thought,
this is just all copied and
pasted.
I used to be a big Marvel fan, and then I like woke up and I'm like, this is just like slop.
I don't watch it anymore.
Jafar Jackson, he's a nephew of Michael Jackson.
And
Scott Gould.
Just like him,
it's uncanny. Well, but
that's good.
Do you know?
Yeah, go on.
Do you know what I'm very excited for this year?
What?
The Odyssey.
Oh, I'm not. I love Christopher Nolan. I love him, but I'm not too sure how I feel about that film because he does tend to cast a lot of like A-list actors.
Yeah,
but it's stuff like, I don't know. I think it'll be interesting. I think it'll be great.
The Odyssey is one of my favorite stories. It's a poem. It's one of my favorite poems. I love poems. It's one of my favorite poems of all time.
I've read it for a very long time. I really like it.
It's very good. Everything Odyssey is incredible. And the fact that Christopher Nolan's doing it, like Christopher Nolan made one of my favorite movies as well, Memento. Memento is incredible.
What's his name? I can't remember.
Don't know the actor.
His wife dies and then he has to try.
Yeah, it starts at the end and ends at the beginning.
Yeah.
Incredible movie. That one's one of my favorites as well.
Yeah, Chris Sermon is good. I like Batman trilogy. I like that. Those are the sort of superhero films I like.
Yeah, we're watching Joker in film next year, which I'm excited for.
I haven't seen that. Like stuff like that, I just kind of... Yeah, there's a new one with Lady Gaga.
That one apparently is really bad because they just made it a musical.
They made it to a musical. Oh, that's terrible.
But the first one is, I haven't watched it yet. Apparently, it's incredible.
No, I haven't seen it. I'll tell you what you should watch, The Beauty on Disney Plus. I think I've seen it. I don't know why I started watching it. It's probably one of the most interesting things I've seen in a very long time. It's really good. There's a bit of dodgy dialogue here and there, but aside from that, amazing. It's got Ashton Kutcher in it. It's got what's his name? I can't remember that guy's name now. I don't know. The main guy in it, you'd recognise him. But yeah, it's really interesting reflection on like society and how we like value beauty. I thought it was, it's still coming out weekly, but
yeah. That's interesting.
I've been on my sitcom arc. I've been watching all the sitcoms.
I just can't. I
used to be like, oh, this stuff is, it's like slop. But then I watched it and I'm like, it's like rom-coms.
It's fun.
I'm a sucker for them.
It's just targeted to just addict you. I don't like.
Yeah.
I don't like stuff which is trying to hijack you just for money. Stuff like,
Okay, no, but if I already have a Netflix movement and I'm watching good stuff alongside it and I want to turn my brain off, I'm watching a sitcom.
If you're busy, I quite like Friends. Like, I watch
that. I haven't watched that. I watched Malcolm Middle. That one's good.
I haven't died.
There's a couple others. Like, does it my brain's blanking
to just sit through. I'd rather sit through like a more of like a thriller TV.
Oh yeah, I like dramas as well. I'm watching.
Have you heard if you play jazz, cows come up to you?
I've heard that.
No, it's true because one of my friends did it, and though I really want to play jazz and have cows come over.